Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about the so-called migrant caravan. Have you noticed, as the texter, have you noticed the very nice backpacks and the accompaniment vehicles with these travelers? No more going wandering with a knapsack on my back. 5,000 to 10,000 people don't just uproot and trek thousands of miles on a whim. This is a coordinated attack and invasion. Sure it is. The Democrats are trying to establish that if you lay claim to, you know, being able to enter the U.S. and to being taken care of once you get here, then by God, you deserve to have that. They're trying to establish that. So see, the way the left works, once they can get one caravan through in a really public way, and we have the video of them going over the border, which is what they need, then that will become the new standard. And so everybody else is due that. And if you try to take it away from the next horde of invaders, then by you are in the wrong. You're a xenophobe, probably a homophobe, definitely an Islamophobe. And a phobiphobe of all phobes. Yeah, no, you are. And so you see, even though all of it violates the law, that's okay. That's okay. Because there's always a higher moral good. If you don't understand, you could just Google Chris Cuomo, CNN. He'll explain it to you. Even if the law is in the way, that's okay. Oh, by the way, on the whole immigration thing, did you see this? This talk about a spectacle. This was a spectacle. This is just like, I don't even know. Okay, this is the gubernatorial debate in Florida. Gubernatorial debate. So we're not in some small blue city where, you know, everybody expects radical craziness, right? The gubernatorial debate for Florida. Ron DeSantis, the Republican, asks Andrew Gilliam, you gonna make this a sanctuary state? You know, like if ICE wants, has a deportation order on a criminal, you gonna let him go or are you gonna turn him over to ICE? Andrew Gilliam won't answer. He won't answer. This is the level of the lawlessness. This is not, you know, Portland. This is not LA. This is not San Fran. This is not some radical blue city. This is Florida. The gubernatorial race. This is how mainstream the idea of breaking the law to protect lawbreakers has become. Take a listen.
The gloves were off in the battle to run the Sunshine State with immigration front and center.
Well, will you honor a request from Donald Trump's ICE agency? If they provide a detainer request, will you honor it as governor? Will you work with Donald Trump? Yes or no?
You can proceed with your time.
He won't answer the Jake. That's important because Andrew will not answer the question.
Detainers,
that tells me, he would be willing to release them back into our community.
Like to answer the question? Well, of course. I just think the showboating is unnecessary.
Showboating. He won't answer the question. All you need to know is he won't answer the question. I mean, you know how radical that is? 10 years ago, that would have been unthinkable to say in public. Unless you were in a hardcore blue, like, you know, basically communist city. We are in a very, I mean, Florida is the swingingest of swing states. And the guy is so afraid of his deranged lunatic base that he literally cannot say, oh, hey, if I've got an illegal immigrant rapist, I've got an illegal immigrant drunk driver who's killed somebody. We've seen all of those in recent years. Recent months, heck. Got an illegal immigrant who's a child sex abuser. Will you hold him for ICE so they can deport him? He won't say. He won't say. That's where we are in the country right now. That's what has to be beaten back in these midterms. This cannot go mainstream. It cannot. We'll lose the country. We're already almost there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.